This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Since monitoring of areas in Minnesota and Wisconsin, the emerald ash borer has slowly but surely made its way into many of our towns. If it's not there already, it will be. Cities that planted all ash trees because of Dutch elm disease are now faced with ash tree removal. Another good reason to use diverse plantings. EAB is not going away. We're trying to contain it, find ways to battle it. One way is releasing a type of wasp. I'm always leery of using methods like that. There's always a consequence, and sometimes that price is just as high, if not higher, than doing nothing at all. Although the jury is still out on that one. Another option, ash tree replacements. We have many to choose from. I'll name just a few, and we'll have pictures and more information on my website, gardenbite.com. Planting a variety of trees will also help alleviate the wholesale destruction and consequent nakedness of boulevards. If I said elm, would you flinch? Don't worry, these cultivars are Dutch elm resistant. There are a couple of American elms, Princeton and Valley Forge, that come recommended by the University of Minnesota, and hybrids named Accolade and Triumph. Honey locust, although considered messy, is one of my favorites, with its chartreuse spring color changing to dark green over the summer. I love its open, dappled look as well. Maples are lovely. The Freeman maple is a cross between red and silver maple. Autumn Blaze is a Freeman maple and a lovely choice. Silver maples have shallow roots, so can be advantageous to plant around sidewalks and driveways. The ginkgo is a great choice, but only if you buy the male tree. The female tree's fruit is very messy and smells like used baby diapers. Yuck. Check out gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.